Okay, folks, welcome back. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, retired cop anyway, up here in the Great Mountains of Rocky Mountains of Idaho. And I want to give some credit to Danny Riley, okay, the friend of Ed and Elaine Brown, who walked their dog on the 7th, June the 7th, and was literally attacked. He was shot at by snipers, and he heard the bullets whiz by his body. And then he was chased down and tasered and handcuffed, arrested, and carted off just because he was walking the dog. And so I want to thank Danny Riley after he was threatened. He was released and threatened that if he talked to the media about what had happened, he'd go to jail for 10 to 15 years. Well, Danny Riley is a brave man, American patriot, and he went right to the media. The Patriot media first that told the story of what really happened. So, Danny Riley, thank you for being there with Ed and Elaine Brown and helping them out. And thank you for being a good American and standing up and telling what these traitorous tyrants did to you. And praise the Lord, he wasn't killed, because when you shoot at somebody, folks, and they hear the bullets go past them, That's pretty serious, because that's so close that it sounds to me he was on the run. He was running away from these people with the dog, that they were trying to kill him. I have no doubts they were trying to kill him. And so what happens, as many of you already know, is the state police and the state SWAT teams and the county SWAT teams are put on road control, traffic control, and they bring in the assassins, the federal assassins, in to be closest to the house. That's what they did at Ruby Ridge, okay? Bring the federal assassins in, the federal SWAT teams in, and they're killers. They're absolute murderers, and they will kill anything at any time they're ordered to do, men, women, and children. Makes no difference. So I'm sure that's who these guys were in their ghillie suits that approached Danny Riley there on the ground. So let's go now to our callers. Well, let me give out the call-in number first. If you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now let's go to Margie in Idaho. Margie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to thank you for all that you have done for us little people out here.
Little people out there.
Yeah.
You guys are big people, and I'm proud,
I would
serve,
like to,
proud
ask,
to serve with you.
The question I'd like to ask you is,
yeah,
when you and Bo Greitz was there with Randy Weaver and the people wanted to go up the mountain, and you,
yeah,
guys stopped them from doing that?
That's right, they did.
If they went up, do you think we would have had Waco? I say that
that's a good question.
The Lord in my heart,
yeah,
Jack, because,
yeah,
of the fact that I am 57, and I lived in Alaska when Bo Greitz came up there the very first time, and we,
yes,
got him going on a lot of this stuff.
I see.
So what I'm asking is, I don't see the people standing up to anything. You might have 100, you might even have a couple hundred. Other than that, all we have here is a bunch of wussies.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out, because I understand that people are scared. I understand people don't know what to do. But there is nothing we can do. If we do something, that's martial law. If we don't do something, they pick us up like Ed and Elaine Brown.
Yeah. Well, good questions, Margie. Very good questions. And I thought I heard the music coming up, but maybe
you
I
did.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Yes, very low. Margie, I'll address that when we come back. Excellent question. Stay
in
tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network here. And Margie brings up excellent questions, folks, and thoughts, because I was a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, the sixth largest city in the United States. We had 2,500 men and women under arms in that city. And we watched as the government played a racket on the people. In Los Angeles during the Rodney King trial, they purposely set it up to where these officers that were very guilty of beating Rodney almost to death, we watched it, us cops watched it and knew it was excessive violence. And they should have been prosecuted, and we were all for them being prosecuted and punished. But it didn't happen. And 6 months before, the communist organizations in L.A., we knew about this because I was the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Police Department, gang squad, and we knew that the mayor of Los Angeles, who was a communist, and these communist organizations were going around the neighborhoods pamphleteering, saying that if the officers are let off, we're going to riot, we're going to burn the city to the ground. And this was all orchestrated. They purposely let the officers off so that the riots would start. And what it turned out to be, and there was an intelligence officer there at the L.A. County Police Department and some there at the L.A. County Police, who said the same thing, that they had been pamphleteering for the riots if these officers were let off, and the officers were strangely, even though all the evidence pointed to where they should have been convicted, they were let out. And it was all to start the riot. And what it turned out to be, Margie, is that they wanted to test the American public. And I think this was a test this week, okay, of the American public. But they wanted to test the American public to see how long after the riots started they would let the government violate the Posse Comitatus Act and bring 2,000 U.S. Marines on the streets of L.A. to protect the people. And they found out. It was just hours after the rioting started that they brought in the 2,000 Marines, total violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, and the American people there in L.A. said, bring them on. We want them. Bring the military in. Make us safe. Make us safe. And so it was a government test. And I think there's no doubt this was the same thing. They found out that we would not march to save Ed and Elaine Brown from around the nation, but it also disappointed them. They wanted us to so they could put us under martial law. But now that it didn't happen, they found out what Margie said, that most people will not do it. To save a family like Ed and Elaine Brown. They will not come from Idaho or New Jersey or anywhere. Some will. Some will, Elaine. Margie, as you know, when Ruby Ridge happened, we had 2,000 people at the bridge, a lot of them from out of town, and we had, as the days went on, the numbers grew and grew and grew. Families came up and put tents up, matter of fact, and camped outside. We met a lot of these families, great people from across the country, and at Waco the same thing happened, but they had the media and everybody back for 2 miles, I think it was. They stationed them 2 miles back and wouldn't let them through the lines of the police and military that were there at Waco. So you're right, Margie. Good points you bring up, but... I'm really happy that it didn't happen because we know that Boy George Bush and his handlers were going to suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they need to do that, Margie, because we're winning the battle against them.
Jack, can I interrupt you for a minute, please?
Go right ahead, Margie. Go right ahead.
I think the Constitution has been gone for quite a while, or we would not have Ed and Elaine Brown. So to talk about the Constitution to me is, you know, irrelevant because the laws that they have already written, plus with what Bush just made him dictator if he wants to sign that executive order one.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he really doesn't need Ed and Elaine Brown. Satan does, I understand, but...
Yeah, but Margie, he really does, because the American sheeple are going to... They still believe they have a constitution, have constitutional rights. As a matter of fact, because I'm talking to you today on radio, and we have all kinds of newsletters, like Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter going out regularly to...
I think I received one of your... Very first ones, Jack.
Uh-huh.
I have been a supporter, you know, for way back with the Anthony Hilder back in 88, you know.
Right. Good. Praise the Lord.
So I've been around.
Let me finish my thought here, Margie, and tell you that you would not be listening to me if we still didn't have the First Amendment. If we were under that martial law scenario right now, I know we talk about it all the time and we're losing freedoms. We lost habeas corpus and we're losing rights left and right here. But Bush cannot let the American sheeple know that they have no constitution yet. And so we still have the First Amendment. We're talking to you. And Margie, just be understanding of this, that more people are waking up every day in America than ever before, and the reason he needs a reason to show the American people that he's putting us under martial law to protect them and shut down the First Amendment is because they know we're going to win. If we go 6 more months or a year, using the First Amendment, they're going to be overtaken. The enemies of God and liberty are going to be put down by just the sheer masses of Americans waking up. Look at the votes that Ron Paul's getting. You know, it's scaring them to death because he's won all three of those GOP candidate forums. And they can't believe it. They're scared to death. They're on the run, and they want to put us under martial law. But, Margie, he just can't do it tomorrow, or the sheeple will wake up.
And then
so
what? What would that do? What would that do, Jack?
What did
Jack,
he say?
I'm saying, what would that do? So the people wake up.
Well,
you're trying to wake up the people now, so you get a bunch of people woke up, and then what? I mean, we don't have anywhere to go.
Well, Margie, we do too. If we wake up, the largest percentage of the American people, and Bush knows if he put us under martial law tomorrow because he wants to be dictator, that the sheeple, many of the sheeple would wake up, and then we would have people believing they have no freedoms. They would look at their children and their grandchildren, and they would get agitated like you've never seen before in America. And many of these people who are right now being held down and being kept quiet by the veterans of foreign wars and the American Legion, the soldiers like me who go in there and are told to don't think about politics, don't talk about politics, just keep your eyes on the bingo games we're having every Friday night, raising money for kids and all. And all these veterans who fought for this country, and there's millions of them like me, would awaken in a shot. If he went and put us under martial law and took over as dictator of America and there would be no elections, let me tell you, my dear, there would be a revolution in this country. There would be a revolution, and it would mostly be led by the troops that have retired, like myself from the Vietnam War and others like my wife from the first Gulf War and so forth. There would be a revolution, and they know it. So, no, they got to have a reason, or the sheeple will wake up, and that's the worst thing that could happen to them.
Well, I won't take up any more of your time, and my prayers are with you and your wife and for the people of America that have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God for you too, Margie. God bless you. I'm happy you're here in Idaho. And Lord bless you for all you're doing to try to awaken people in this nation. I just appreciate you so much. Margie, if we win this country back, and I'm not saying we will at this time, we will, you know, later when the Lord returns, but if we win it now, it's going to be because of people like Margie in Idaho.
Thank you.
Okay, my dear. God bless you. I love you. And
God bless you, too.
Thanks for all you're doing. Very intelligent lady, folks. Very intelligent. Asks some great questions and understands what's going on in America. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, Jack. How are you today?
Doing well. Doing well. Been a busy week.
It sure has.
Almost all week.
And you notice how this event that happened got overshadowed by prostitute Hilton. I mean, Paris Hilton's so-called siege.
Yeah, I call them the bimbo eruption.
That's exactly what they are. And, you know, the government is really seriously underestimating us here. Like, for instance, I happen to know that SWAT teams all over the country are using the Turner Diaries to train in scenarios, thinking that we're dumb enough to follow a book.
Right.
Okay? And the other thing, too, is I'm also hip to a few other of their little tricks. Like if they take over like a major town or a city, what they're going to do is this. They're going to have the United States Army on the ground, and the Marines are going to be going through the sewer system and start popping up through the sewer systems and using the underground caverns and everything like that. Did you know that, Jack?
Well, I know they're going to use all those tactics for sure.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So
they're putting those metal monitors in the forest now, even, brother. They're putting these metal detector forest monitors to find us out there in the forest if we go out there with our guns. So, yeah, they're going to use every tactic, John.
Well,
hang on, John. We'll be right back after the break. We'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back to John in Tennessee. Brother John, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. And on the Ruby Ridge incident and the Waco incident, I disowned a bunch of cousins because we got into a discussion about that. And their feeling was that a few believed in the Constitution and believed in everything in the Bible said you were a religious nut and should be in jail anyway.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that seems to be the thought of a lot of people out there, and they call us the scary ones.
Right, yeah. I know it, brother. It's sad how brainwashed the people are. I have people in my own family, and my wife has people in her own family, too, that are just like that. They look at us as absolute nuts that have gone over the bend.
You know? And the thing is, when it all hits the fan, they're going to be pounding down our door.
Yes. That's right. Well, we've let them know. We've let my family know and her family know that we're up here providing a place for them if they can get here, which is going to be very unlikely under martial law because of all the roadblocks across the country. But that's the best we can do, brother. Pray for them and try to inform them.
Yep.
We've been told by the Lord that we are going to be responsible for the death of people if we don't tell them, that God's going to hold us accountable if we do not tell somebody the truth, that the enemy's at the door and the sword is coming, then God's going to hold us responsible for their death. And so that's why it's so important, John, as you know, that we tell them. And then if they don't take it, that's sad, but that's the way it is. But we're obligated to tell them and try to awaken them.
That's right. And I know sometimes it gets discouraging. I know sometimes you feel like you're beating your head against the wall. But just like when you try to tell people about the Bible, and like the Bible says, if they don't want to hear, you just shake the dust and move along.
That's right.
As long as you do what God has put on your responsibilities, as long as you do what he tells you to do, you're not responsible for the outcome.
That's right. It breaks your heart.
It sure does.
Their reaction.
I don't want to see anybody ending up in a FEMA camp or anybody getting tossed in the lake of fire. But you know what? I'm not responsible for your actions.
No, not once you show them the truth. If they turn it down and turn their backs, then that's exactly what we're supposed to do. My favorite statement out of the Bible, though, is that there's several there, but one we have to continue to remember is that we should not, and many Christians do this, ask God to guide their footsteps, and yet they're not willing to move their feet. You know, they're not willing to put they're putting the prayers out there, but they're not willing to put any action there, as God said in Psalms 94:16.
That's it. Believing is an action word, and you have
to take
action in order to further the believing.
That's right. He actually says, though, he uses action words all the time in Ephesians 5:11. He said, expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness. Expose them. And he's talking to all of us, not just to the disciples. And then in Psalms 94:16, he says, he's asking, who of you out there will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? So he expects us to take action, not just to hide in our prayer closets and think, well, the rapture's coming next week. I don't have to do anything but just pray.
That is one of the biggest lies Satan has ever come up with.
That's right. Successful lies.
Very, very successful.
Very successful. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, John. God bless you, brother.
God bless
you too,
Jack.
I'm sure happy to know you're there, and I'm just honored to serve with you. Okay, brother?
Same here, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Mike in Maryland. Brother Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack, thank you for taking my call. Sometimes you just come across something that's so incredible, so mind-blowing, that I just feel compelled just to share it with other people because it's just so incredible. I'm kind of like stunned by it. This one website I happened to stumble across.
Oh yeah,
it's just incredible. Basically, the thesis of the website is that National Socialism or you know the Nazi Party didn't originate in Germany, but it originated in the United States. And this guy has got pictures of school children. And giving the Nazi salute to the American flag in the 20s and 30s and even earlier.
Really?
I haven't seen that,
brother.
Now either this guy has gone through a lot of trouble and a lot of expense to create this huge hoax, who's obviously done it very skillfully, or what we think of history is largely a misnomer. He's got pictures of American military aircraft from the 20s and 30s with swastikas on them, certain units.
Good
even in World War One, he's got pictures of Lafayette Escadrille planes with a swastika on it.
Huh.
Now you get your pen ready, or your listener's pen ready, to write this down and explore it, because it'd take several hours to go over this guy, and I want to read this one quote from it, if I may, too.
But the
website is rexcurry.net. rexcurry.net. Rex Curry.
Say that again.
Sure. REX. www. Of course.
Yeah.
You know first. Okay. rexcurry.net. Can I come back?
Sure. Yeah. Hang on.
Okay. Thanks.
We'll be right back after the break here.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. Good to hear Robbie Noel still around. He's a good buddy, very honest man. I hope you'll call Republic Broadcast or Republic Trading Group, folks. You can't deal with a more honest man, honorable man than Robbie Noel. And also want to see on my screen here, I want to remind you the pledge drive is still on for RBN. Please, folks, make a pledge if you can. Something every month. Make a pledge for sending something out with your bills every month to RBN. We need to keep going and growing here and reaching more and more people as fast as we can. So incredibly important to all of us here. I've got 3 children and 9 grandchildren, and I pray that you will call and pledge to donate something every month in the pledge drive, folks, and it'll help bless you and your family and me and my family. So thank you for that. Let's go right back to Mike in Maryland now. Brother Mike, go ahead, brother.
Okay, let me preface this first by saying this is an analysis of a speech given a while back, and it's the guy giving the speech makes reference to a novel he had written, and this is kind of like a short analysis of part of the speech. It starts with this aspect of it goes, the phrase, we look backward and we look forward, is a blatant reference to the totalitarian socialist novel, Looking Backward, by Edward Bellamy. More about him later. the cousin of Francis Bellamy. More about him a little bit later, too. In it, society has become one giant socialist monopoly. Men are treated as military draftees from the age of 21 until the age of 45 in society's industrial army. Bellamy's glorification of the military includes government assignment of all jobs. Everyone is issued ration cards, which are used to draw goods from government storehouses. By force of government, no one may have any more than anyone else. The entire education system is only a government school system, and it creates the industrial army and the entire socialist monopoly system. Edward Bellamy portrayed it as utopia. Now, he gave this speech in 1892, and this the same year he wrote the novel Looking Backward. And the thesis of the novel is looking backward from the year 2000 to 1892. And now, Edward Bellamy is the guy that wrote it. And Francis Bellamy was the person, according to this website, came up with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and that was used as a way to train people to worship the state. And according to him, and he's got all kinds of photographs of school children in the United States giving the Hitler salute to the flag. Now, I don't know how widespread this was. I never heard about it before. But if this guy is perpetuating a hoax, he's going through a lot of trouble and a lot of expense to do it, but it looks genuine to me.
Okay,
so,
Mike. All right, buddy.
And the website is rexcurry.net, rexcurry.net. Can I just give one short little thing here?
Real quick, Mike, we have a lot of callers.
Well, that's okay. I'll get up there. I'll talk about this some
other time. Okay, Mike. God bless you, brother. Thank you for calling. I've never heard of this before. I wrote it down, though. www.rexcurry.net. I'll check it out. Thank you, Mike. Let's go now to Johnny in Texas. Johnny, welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I want to make a comment about martial law.
Okay.
Okay. Now, our group here at Command Central West has punched the numbers. There is no way the United States government can impose martial law coast to coast in all cities in this country. It is physically impossible. Officer McClam, you know good and well, when you were on the force, you guys were outgunned and outnumbered 1,000 to 1 or more. They don't have the manpower or the firepower to declare martial law. It is a bluff, sir. It is a bluff.
Well, brother,
and I want people
to do what they have. Listen, we hear from intelligence officers and military people all the time. They're planning on bringing in hundreds of thousands of foreign troops in here.
Sir.
That's exactly what they're going to do. So they're going to try to do it. I hope and I pray you're right that the American people will rise up. But what we've seen in the past, if they pull a false flag operation and spread virus in number states and 2 million Americans die, they will panic the sheeple and probably 75% of the American people will fall right under martial law, and they'll thank them for it, you know?
Martial law.
That's what they're counting on.
They're counting on it. Martial law cannot be imposed. I don't care if you bring in 1 million UN troops. You cannot impose martial law across this country. They can attempt it, and if they attempt it, if the federal government attempts to declare martial law, they are going to die in massive numbers. I don't care if they've got 1 million, 2 million, 5 million UN troops. It's going to happen. I don't like it. I don't like to say it, but I'm tired of people saying, martial law, martial law. They can impose martial law. They can impose it, yes, but they cannot enforce it, sir.
Well, I hope you're right, brother, because
I know I'm right. I've punched the numbers.
I do know thousands and thousands of Americans that are not going to tolerate it. I just hope you're right. I pray you're right, because that's exactly what I want to see happen. If these tyrants and these Satanists impose martial law, I'd love to see it just be overthrown, because it's satanic and it is treasonous to do that for the reasons they'll be doing it. So, Johnny, thank you for that input. Johnny, are you a member of some organization? It sounds like maybe. I pray that these militias will rise up again and get strong and start practicing again across this nation. I pray that that's so. Johnny, are you a part of some organization? Oh, he dropped off. Okay. Well, Johnny, thanks for your input. I'd love to believe you're right, but I do know that we have millions of troops that can be brought in here, foreign troops, into this country. And so I think what Johnny's saying, folks, is that it will be resisted. Now, they can set it up. There's no problem with setting it up, putting roadblocks all across the country on the major thoroughfares and so forth. And if they can get 75% of the American people to go along with it, they can set up martial law. But I think what Johnny's saying is it will be overthrown. And I do pray that's the case, folks. I pray that there's enough brave Americans out there that will not want to be a slave in this slave system that's going to be set up under martial law, where they come take your children and haul them away to the re-education camps, and many of the people, too, by the way. But, Johnny, I hope you're right. Okay, let's go to Steve in West Virginia. Steve, welcome to the program, brother.
I like your discussion today. I think regarding Alaska, we already got the re-education camps in our public school system.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this whole thing about Nazi Germany is a little bit off the mark, where, you know, more recently we're dealing with communism that came out of New York City. So what do you want?
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
I mean,
yeah, they're in control today. They're called Nazi. They're called neocon Trotskyites, who's in control today, even in control of the Republican Party.
Yeah, I'll vote for that. Other thing I was thinking to mention is I think you could ask John's webmaster to put an action link on his homepage regarding your ideas about calling the sheriff and the governor.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah,
that would be a good idea, because the more people call, you can shake that governor up and shake that sheriff up to where he doesn't believe, just because he says he's out of town, that he's going to be okay in the next election.
Right, right. And just let them know they're, you know, I mean, I look at it from the point of view that I think people are going to respond from the heart and from what God tells them to do. And if people want to dissent on that particular area, you know, we have one supreme commander, but he ain't here on earth.
That's right, brother. Very good. Well put, Steve.
Anyway.
Anything else, Steve?
No, that's it.
Okay, brother. Thanks for calling in. Hope you'll call back again. Good comment.
Have a good day, Jack.
You too, brother. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Tom, welcome to the program, brother. How are you today? Oh, Tom is... Tom has dropped off. Sorry, Tom. Hope you'll call back again, you know. Yeah, let me refresh my screen here and see. Yeah, we do have. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Steve in West Virginia. Steve, welcome to the program. Hello, Steve? Was that? Okay, let's go to George in Florida. George, brother, welcome to the program.
You want to know what kind of, like, woke me up to the thing of the phony threat of Islamic terrorism?
What's that, brother?
Well, I talked to an imam who runs a mosque in our town, and they have no visions of trying to take over the neighborhood and all that stuff. And he told me, if, like I say, if they did these mass suicide bombing attacks in pizzerias and McDonald's, I said the American people, we'd be more afraid of the American people than the government if we ever pulled off something like that.
Yeah, that's true. Very good thinking. Yeah.
And he said, we're afraid the American people would do, not the government.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
and he even says George Bush is a phony. I said, he's been, and you know, I, and the thing is, him going in Iraq, Iran, Syria, and believe me, I talked to people who are from Iran. They told me the Mullah regime will die of its natural causes in due time and will reform then. But they do not want our forces imposing themselves on us to make change.
That's right, yes. And I don't blame them a bit. I don't blame them a bit. It's like people coming in here, like the Red Chinese coming in and enforcing their will upon us because their army's bigger than ours.
Yeah, and you know, but I got to ask you, do you think, like I say, if martial law is declared, do you think there'd be a lot of defections in the military, desertions from high-ranking officers, enlisted, some junior officers and maybe some law enforcement and come
oh,
on
yes,
our side.
George, there is no question. We hear from police and military all the time, and we're just one organization. You know, we're the only constitutional police and military organization in the country, but we're still pretty small, you know, because the people just don't understand how important it is to support us in reaching the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers. But yeah, from the soldiers and police we hear, and many officials too in the military and in law enforcement, there's going to be great defections. But what they're trying to do in these last 30 years, George, is weed them out, get them out of there, because they know there's going to be defections. And if you have a person that's heavily Christian or of high moral character, they're trying to get them out, put them on a desk job or something, or weed them out entirely. I know I went through that process when I was on the force, and I also saw the interview questions they would ask when they would interview you for the job. And if you were too moral and if you were too Christian or religious, they wouldn't take you at all, George. So they've been weeding them out for a long time.
Yeah, I got one more question for you, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was sitting there, I talked to you last week on the other network about publications of the sheriff, and the thing is, I would like to ask a resident in New Hampshire, you know, like, go to your website, jackmcglam.net, print up the Lawman and Liberty, and make as many copies and pass them out to the highway patrolmen at the checkpoints and all the police in town, and like I say, I sent some money, and hopefully you get some bulk copies of the your sheriff publication and pass them out to the residents.
Good, brother. Oh, George, that's fantastic. Thank you very much, brother.
And I'm just wondering if you can, if you know some, know any boots on the ground, I'd be willing to do it, because I can't go to New Hampshire. I'd be willing.
We may. You need to call my assistant, Carol, and let her get to her computer. But here's the thing. It's always been a policy here to not expose our officers unless they want to be exposed, because they get highly persecuted and even sometimes prosecuted out of their departments if they get found out to be associating with the freedom movement. And so what we'd have to do is contact them directly to see if they wanted to help, because we can't give you their phone numbers and everything, because we've made a promise that we wouldn't do that, you know, and in order for them to work with us. So
maybe so.
Yeah, give us a call and find out. By the way, George, thank you. And that website, Police and Military Against the New World Order, is easy to get to, folks. You just go to www.jackmcglam.com. That's it, Jack McLam, and McLam is not a clam. It's a lamb. It's M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like a lamb, jackmcglam.com. George, thank you, brother, for all your good work, and Lord bless you. Everything you do affects me and my kids, and everything I do affects you and your kids. And so I'm just honored to serve with you, George. Thanks. God bless you. Okay, let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Go right ahead, Brother Don.
Thank you much. I usually get on and I try to get people to get some small FM transmitters. You know, I mean, 1 watt to 5 watt.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get the word out. And there's also something else. There's also something called a telephone bug transmitter. That's it's interesting. You can use your telephone line to transmit to an FM station too.
Really?
Police, yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'd like to know about that.
There's
I'd like
different
to know about it, Don.
There's different things wrote about it. Some things, some sites say, you know, maybe 200 feet, but I'll tell you what. There's other ones that are guaranteeing that you can transmit. Using your phone lines as the antenna and stuff like that, you could transmit to an FM station for a mile. And,
wow.
You know, I mean, it'd be, you know, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Check out the telephone bug transmitter. And please have somebody on, you know, that can.
Yeah, listen, Don, send me information on that, would you? Either by email or mail.
I will do that.
Good. God bless you, Don. Great.
Hey, have a good day.
Yeah. Because, folks, if you can get out a mile in communities like in South Phoenix, where I was a resident down in South Phoenix in the high crime area for years and years and years, a mile takes in, my goodness gracious, probably 10,000 people. in certain neighborhoods, you know, in communities and cities and everything. So that's fantastic, Don. I'd like to hear more about it. He's going to send me something, and we'll discuss it. Well, folks, I see we got a little time left. Would you like to call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in? Let's see. I'll refresh my screen, see if we got anybody else up there. Nope, that's it. Don was the last one. So we do have a few minutes, folks. If you'd like to call in, go right ahead. Okay, folks, I want to tell you that a lot of other news is happening. A lot of news is happening as we've been focusing on the problems with our dear brothers and sisters, Ed and Elaine Brown. And by the way, they're two of the bravest Americans I've ever met, you know, ever talked to. Ed and Elaine Brown. I'll be right back, folks, to close out the program. All right, stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Because we got our darling American patriot, female type American patriot, American hero, Leslie from Virginia on the line. Sister, I would have been disappointed if you didn't call in today. Good to talk to you. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Jack. I called in earlier. For some reason, I got bumped off. But the most important issue of this week, by far, by far was the people standing up and saying no to the North American Union, no to amnesty, and it was defeated in the Senate. That was the issue of the week, by far.
That's
nothing
true.
Can touch it.
And nothing can touch it. Thank you, sister. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely. The Patriots, they need, they're getting together. The word is getting out. And I can't thank RBN enough for getting the word out and learning to discern our fights. The most important fight that we have right now, because they want to sneak this thing back, we must continue to call the Senate at 202-224-3121. And let them know that we do not need the amnesty bill. Let them know the laws that we have need to be enforced. There was never a need for amnesty to begin with, to have our borders protected and sealed. This is outrageous. The idea that we even need an amnesty bill to start discussing the borders. We want our borders closed now. This is the number one issue. This was a major compliment.
I'm telling you, sister, though, you are absolutely right on with your intelligence, because it's not over yet. In my heart, I believe we need to keep calling and ringing those phones off the hook. It could be a ploy that they told us it's over.
And when we get more time, the income tax issue, Jack, and I mean no disrespect, because they are lovely, lovely people, but that issue, as you know, Mr. Schiff is sitting in jail. Thousands are sitting in jail. This issue has been debated for decades. The number one issue is to get control of our borders, to get control of the sovereignty of this country, to get to get a hold of those offices in the Senate and our House of Representatives. This is where we need to be focused right now and stay on top of it, because as we speak, the GS8 summit, as you're quite aware, and what's coming down, we have to learn to stay in front of the issues, not 20 and 30 years back. You know, Leona Helmsley, she, as you know, was a millionaire, and she served time in jail, and she paid her fines. This issue here, Jack, and I'm not taking anything away from the issue, but this is not the front burner material. The front
burner material
is to keep ringing these phones, 202-224-3121, and continue to call the toll-free number at 877-851-6437, and God bless Congressman Ron Paul.
Yes, sister, give out those numbers one more time, because you stole my thunder. I was going to come back and talk about that, but he told me you were on the line, and so you hit it just perfect. That's what we need to do this week also. So give out those numbers again.
Yes, sir. Toll-free number, capital, 877-851-6437. Again, toll-free, 877-851-6437. 516437. And the other number, if it's busy, 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. And God bless RBN.
Thank you, sister. God bless you, too, for bringing that up. Folks, don't believe them. It's over. Keep calling and telling them no amnesty. Thank you, Leslie. God bless you. Talk to you, folks. I guess it's over for this week. Man, it goes fast. Wow. Sure happy Leslie called in, though, and reminded us, don't believe them. The amnesty's over, folks. Don't believe them. Call and ring those phones off the hook. God bless all of you. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day.